USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Computer chip shortages are getting more dire. The Commerce Department warns that many U.S. manufacturers have less than a five-day supply of chips. That includes automakers, and the growing problem could prompt shutdowns and furloughs. The chip shortage is linked to global supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami leading the way with house prices up anywhere from 26 to 32%. In Texas, the average home price went from about $278,000 in 2020 to more than $388,000 in 2021. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for large businesses is no more. It's being withdrawn after the Supreme Court refused to allow it to be implemented. Had the rule gone into effect, businesses with 100 or more workers would have been forced to have their employees vaccinated against coronavirus or have them tested each week. However, the Supreme Court said the mandate was unconstitutional. Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami leading the way with house prices up anywhere from 26 to 32%. In Texas, the average home price went from about $278,000 in 2020 to more than $388,000 in 2021. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. The restaurant industry is struggling to get customers in the door. Rick McQuaid owns four restaurants in western Pennsylvania, and he says contributing to that problem is the rising costs of inventory.
The rising costs is creating inflation for our restaurants, and you know you have to pass it on, so you have to increase your pricing, and that has another effect. If you increase your pricing, people either buy less whenever they're in there or come out less.
McQuaid also saying that finding employees is a challenge.
Our number one problem has been hiring people. We are spending a fortune every month on Indeed and Craigslist and every means we can think of to get people in. People schedule interviews. We show up for interviews, but they don't.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.